brilliant bookworms. Angel here. I'm sorry for being gone for so long. I honestly could not come up with ideas for episodes because it's hard to come up with them when you're by yourself. I'm back today to have an episode. Obviously, I'm so glad to be back. Also, yesterday was National Podcast Day, if any of you guys knew that. I was going to post yesterday, but I ended up not having time, so today is my makeup day for that. Hopefully I can post sooner. I know I say that every time, but I have a couple of ideas now. Obviously, as we're getting closer to summer, it's closer to the time when I do my book list from the whole year, and I'm excited for that episode. I might also do a list of books I'm going to read, and maybe some more book reviews. Hopefully I can get some more guests here. We'll see what's in store. But today, we are going to be going to page 74 of books. It's, in case you didn't know, when you do that, it's supposedly page 74 is the first dialogue on that page is what your soulmate is going to first say to you. Obviously, this is 100% for fun, no positive that it's going to actually be true, and most likely will not be true, but it's fun to do anyway. I have 33 books on my shelves. I'm just going to go through all of them. I'll number off the books as I read them. So you guys can pick a number 1 through 33 if you want to, and then whatever number that one is, whatever book, you can just say that that one's what you're going to do, or you can just listen in. If you want to do it at home by yourself too, you can do that, and I mean, obviously, how can I stop you? I'm not going to. And if you ever come to a book that doesn't have dialogue on page 74, I think I might have one or two, you just go to the next dialogue after page 74. So, let's start. My first book here is The Assassin's Blade by Sarah J. Maas. And flipping to page 74. I could probably pause right now, but normally, hopefully it'll take me faster than this. Just don't want to miss it. Okay, the first one, first dialogue in The Assassin's Blade, number one, is, for some reason, I don't think that's going to make The Rock move. Our next book is Kingdom of Ash by Sarah J. Maas. It's actually the last book in the Throne of Glass series. The Assassin's Blade was the prequel. This is book number 2. Page 74. I don't have any of the Throne of Glass books apart from the last one in the prequel. I'm going to hopefully get the other ones, but I only have these two so far. Page 74 in book number 2 is I Know That. Our next one is A Court of Thorns and Roses by Sarah J. Maas. This one is book number 3. And the dialogue is, I'll see you at dinner. Our next book is A Court of Mist and Fury by Sarah J. Maas, which is the sequel to A Court of Thorns and Roses. This one is book number 4. Sorry, I just forgot to mark these books off. The first dialogue on book number 4 is, Tamlin isn't your keeper, and you know it. Sorry if it's ever hard to hear me. I'm standing up, so I'm not super close to my recording device right now. Our next book is A Court of Wings and Ruin by Sarah J. Maas, book number 5. And the first dialogue is, I would have thought one of your sentries, Tamlin, would have more dignity than to spread lies to spare himself from some fleeting pain. And also, it's not just the first dialogue, it's the first sentence, so just to clear up any confusion. Book 6 is A Court of Frost and Starlight by Sarah J. Maas. And our first dialogue in this book is, well, on page 74, is generous of you. Our next book is A Court of Silver Flames by Sarah J. Maas. Yes, lots of Sarah J. Maas books. This is book number 7. And first dialogue on page 74 is, hard at work, I see. Okay, book number 8 is House of Earth and Blood by Sarah J. Maas. And the first dialogue is actually on page 75. This one is, I understand you are grieving, but do you have a reason, Sabine, to want Bryce dead? Our next one is the last Sarah J. Maas book. It's House of Sky and Breath. This is book number 9 for those of you keeping track. Sorry, I sound like an announcer right now. This one is, I'm not seeing anything. Our next one, book 10, is now by a different author, Shannon Messenger. This one's Keeper of the Lost Cities. First dialogue on page 74 is, you guys build with crystal a lot. That's Sophie. Book number 11 is Exile by Shannon Messenger. And on page 74, that is They Kept the Trees. Book number 12, also by Shannon Messenger. I don't have all the Keeper of the Lost Cities books, but this one's Everblaze. This first dialogue here is, looks like we'll have to try again in the morning. That was Sander, so I should have done the voice, but okay. Book number 13 is also by Shannon Messenger. It's Never Seen. You can hear all the book noises, I bet. This one is, it sounds like we're going to have to steal that crystal from you. And then we have Lodestar by Shannon Messenger. There's still more Shannon Messenger to come to, so book number 14, if I didn't say that. This one is, you know, you could use the door like a normal person. Book number 15, guess who it's by? Yep, Shannon Messenger. It's Nightfall. And our dialogue here is, she's talking about our old neighbor, right? Nightfall and Stellar Loon are my two favorite Keeper books, so our next one, book 16, is Flashback by Shannon Messenger. And the first dialogue is, I bet you anything, by the Celestial Festival, he'll be back living in the main house. Celestial Festival is fun to say. Book number 17 is by Shannon Messenger, The Beloved Stellar Loon. I don't have Legacy or Unlocked, sadly, but hopefully I can get those. Our dialogue is, wait. So that's lovely. Yay, now we're on to the totally random books that are not organized. Well, originally they're alphabetized, but that's just my hardcover copies. Then we get to the random paperbacks. This one, book number 18, is Vengeance Road by Aaron Bowman. I haven't actually read this one, I just have it, because it was gifted to me. Our first dialogue here is actually on It's on page 75, and it's You Scared Me Half to Death. Number 19 is The Crown by Kira Cass. And it is on, well, page 74, first dialogue is, I'm willing to bet your happiness and mine on it. There's a little bit of dialogue before that, but that's the first full sentence, so. Book number 20 is Island of the Aunts by Dutton Ibbotson or something. I'm not sure because I lost the slipcover for this one. Or, well, when I got it, it didn't have the slipcover. So. Page 74 is a lovely picture, but page 75 is, that's right, and she's too uncomfortable to go and look for something to eat. Book number 21 is Mouse Heart by Lisa Fiedler, or Fiedler, I think. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But page 74 is, actually on 75 it says, there it is, kid, Atlantia. Feast your eyes. Book number 22 is When You Trap a Tiger by Ty Keller. I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong. If any listeners know how to pronounce it, good for you. Our first dialogue is on page 75, and it's, Helmoni, Helmoni, wake up. Book number 23 is Eclipse by Stephanie Meyer. That's the third book in the Twilight series. I only have the third one, I don't have the other ones. Because I got the third one, thought it was pretty cheap, so there we go. The first dialogue on page 74 is, what's wrong? Our next book, book 24, is Dork Diaries, Tales from a Not-So-Graceful Ice Princess by Rachel Renee Russell. I have this book because it was gifted to me. But then, page 74 isn't actually dialogue. The first sentence is, I just hope everything is okay with Brandon. There's not really any dialogue in this book, so I'm just going to go with the first sentence. Book number 25 is actually a graphic novel, so I'll just go by that first speech bubble. It's Stargazing by Jen Wang. The first dialogue is, you sure? 26. This book is Dragon Slippers by Jessica Day George. The first dialogue is, I say, what's all this? Book number 27. Is Ella Enchanted by Gail Carson Levine. Very good, I've probably read it quite a few times. First dialogue on page 74 is, sing more softly, Ella. They can hear you in Eorfa. Book number 28 is Flunked by Jen Kalanita. And the first dialogue is, do you two need to take this outside? That's honestly probably something that would happen with me. Book number 29 is Katie Woodlawn by Carol Ryrie Brink. A lot of these are Newbery winners. First dialogue is, hold tight, Warren. book number 30 already. This one is Blended by Sharon M. Draper. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of you guys have read this one. Planning on reading Out of My Mind, but haven't yet. The first dialogue is, sometimes it takes a really bad thing to bring about positive change. Book number 31, Don't Mind My Dog Barking. This one is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. I'm going to read the first sentence because I don't think it has dialogue. It's a philosophy book. The first one is, taking the action over and over again strengthens your will, nurtures the seed, establishes a solid foundation for the new habit to grow. I don't know how many of you guys caught that one, but that's fine. Book number 32. I don't know why I even included this book. I should have just said I have 32 books, but this one's Superstar Cats by Julie Tautman. It's How to Train a Cat. It's a cat training book that I haven't been able to use because my cat is too stubborn, but the first sentence is, I tend to train this trick on my lap. So, if you picked 32, I don't know, you could go back and listen and find a different one, or if you remember any. Or you could go to 33, which is another cat book. It's called I Could Pee on This and Other Poems by Cats. It's by Francesco Marsoliano. So, yeah, it's such a cute book, but on page 74, the first sentence is, in the world outside my house, the mice jump in your mouth, and birds serve themselves in butter rather than fly south. Maybe your soulmate is going to be talking cat poetry or something. But yeah, that's all 33 of the books. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This was fun for me to make. Thank you so much for listening. I'll try to post again soon. Wait, I have ideas. I can try to get someone in here. Maybe I can this weekend. We'll see. Don't get your hopes up, because you all know how unreliable I am. But, once again, thank you all for listening, and fly in again sometime.